The yams are the white ones.
They're white sweet potatoes?
Uh-huh.
What about, there's sweet potatoes and then there's...
And the yams, they come on.
What about the kind of a potato you might have along with meat? You might have the kind of potato you have as a baked potato.
Well, we bake Irish potatoes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same as a yam?
No.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's some green and grows up sort of, well, on a bush or vine sort of? It's kind of bristly on the outside and sticky inside. You could use it in a soup.
I don't know.
See,
okra.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it okra and some call it okra.
Mm-hmm.
But I say okra.
Okay. And you say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Call them greens, uh-huh. A mess of turnips.
What other kinds of greens do you have besides turnips?
Mustard, kale. And there's a rape and a collard.
There's a rape?
Rape,
What's that like?
It's something, I believe I'd be safe to say it was a kin to the collard family.
Mm-hmm.
Only the rape doesn't get as high as a collard will.
Mm-hmm. What about poke?
Poke? Yeah, that's... Poke greens is good, too.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's cabbage.
Uh-huh. Talking about the cabbage, say if you saw something, you'd say, these, I like these. If you saw maybe three or four of them, you'd say, I like these.
I think I would say that they're... Still say they were cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Some would say probably cabbages.
Uh-huh. Or you'd say these cabbage, what, very big, these cabbage?
Well, some aren't very big and
uh-huh.
Some are small.
What if you're talking about lettuce, you'd ask someone to buy me maybe three?
I'd say three heads of lettuce.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? You say you have five?
Uh-uh. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd say I had five children.
Uh-huh. What if someone had about 14 children? You'd say he really had a...
Had a lot of children. I wouldn't say no heads.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say passel?
Uh-uh.
Passel of children?
Uh-uh.
And if you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Shell.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is called?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Any other name for that?
I don't think so. Unless it would be boiled corn, but that'd be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'd still be on the cob.
Do you ever hear roast in yours?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's that?
That would still be the same thing.
Uh-huh.
To me, it would.
You'd call that?
Corn on the cob.
Or?
Roasting ears.
Uh-huh. And the outside of the ear of corn is called the?
Shuck.
And the stringy stuff that comes off?
Corn silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
The stalk? Tassel.
Okay. This is something you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving. It's a large
pumpkin.
Okay. This is a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows in the woods or fields after it rains.